It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hey, we'll take it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke with a spot of good news amid the gloom. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits dropped slightly last week, though it is still near a 26-year high. And we just learned that retail sales rebounded unexpectedly in January. Looks like those post-holiday discounts got shoppers' attention. Retail sales rose 1%. It's the first gain in 7 months. Far too little and too late for some of the country's big chains. Circuit City has gone bust, so has Mervyn's. When a retailer goes bankrupt, it can leave behind a well-known brand. There is a booming business in buying up the rights to those defunct brands. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Sharper Image, Bombay Company. These firms have gone belly up, but there's still a lot of value in their names, says Jamie Slater. He's CEO of Hilco Consumer Capital, which has bought these and other top-notch brands at bargain prices. Hilco spent $34 million on Sharper Image. Last week, it bought Linens and Things,
which will be a dot-com play and a store within the store.
Now, some of these brands fell on hard times in recent years, and their retail stores weren't loved or even much frequented by consumers. But Salter says they still have high name recognition.
When we get a hold of a company, we sell off or liquidate the parts that are no good, that don't work, that are broken. And the parts that are good, you know, we build upon them.
Salter says his company is looking to buy three more bankrupt retail names, including a well-known electronics chain. Circuit City, anyone? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Commercial satellite companies are assessing the impact of a collision in space earlier this week. An American communications satellite was destroyed when it ran into a Russian craft. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard has more.
A satellite owned by the U.S. company Iridium crashed into a defunct Russian military satellite. This is the first time that two full-size craft have collided in orbit. Iridium supplies telecom services. The company says the loss of its craft will have a minimal effect on its business. It has a couple of spare satellites which can be swiftly maneuvered into position. But the accident underlines a growing problem. David Wade is a satellite insurer with Lloyd's of London. He says space is getting crowded.
I think this will help to focus the minds of the satellite operators and make them realize that it is a limited resource. There's certainly going to be an emphasis on the amount of debris in low Earth orbit now.
So the crash could be good for the satellite insurance business. These craft cost at least $10 million. Wade does not believe Iridium's satellite was covered. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The number of home foreclosures fell a bit last month. They were down 10%. There were still more than 250,000 foreclosure filings in January. There is some relief for home buyers in Congress's economic stimulus package. We're expecting a final vote on that in the next day or two. Some of the tax relief was reduced in all the negotiations. The $15,000 tax credit for anyone buying a home got cut in half, and now it's only for first-time buyers. Another tax cut that was pared back is the one for any business that loses money in the next 2 years. That's been limited now to small businesses. The big tax break that survived is a $70 billion measure to shelter middle to upper income taxpayers from having to pay the alternative minimum tax. Quick look at the world stock markets now. Major European markets are headed south, down 1-2%. Asian markets were down even more today, 2-3%. Japanese electronics giant Pioneer announced it is cutting 10,000 jobs. The U.S. government is considering designating peanut butter a high-risk food. The recent salmonella outbreak involving peanut butter has killed an estimated 9 people and sickened hundreds more. Yesterday, an FDA official said peanut butter producers could be forced to follow the same kind of precautions as seafood producers, so separating raw peanuts from the finished product and making sure factory roofs don't leak. Salmonella likes moisture. Consumer advocates say this level of precaution ought to be required of all food companies.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
And Valentine's Day is nigh, a wonderful time for poetry, but not a very lucrative time. Most working poets had better have a day job. Marketplace's Sean Cole tells us there is at least one way to make poetry pay.
Danielle McDonald has been writing poetry for years, but she never really did anything with it, never published. And then, about a year and a half ago, a friend of hers needed to write a poem for his wedding ceremony, but he didn't know how.
So he actually asked me to write the poem, but the catch was he didn't want his wife-to-be to know that he hadn't wrote it.
The poem was a hit, and when the truth came out that Danielle had written it, she got more requests.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, christenings, even funerals, and I thought, oh, I could actually make a little bit of money from this. So Secret Writer was born.
Secretwriter.org, that is. Danielle is now a professional online Cyrano. Here's part of a poem she put together for another couple's wedding.
The first date was a success. Trevor wore his Batman t-shirt, Lara a pretty dress. After many a date...
Do they all rhyme?
Mine do, yes. Nailing, hammering and painting the walls. This was not a problem with Trevor's new tools.
Basically, you send Danielle your request and she sends you a questionnaire asking for all the names and details she'll need to personalize the poem. She charges $50 to $200, depending on how quickly you want it.
The top end is for the express service, and that's a poem that's turned around within 24 hours.
She's only had a couple of express requests.
Not to sound sexist, but both of those have actually been from men that have left it to the last minute.
And she has a surprising number of competitors. I easily found 5 other websites like Secret Writer. One charges $50 for a limerick and $125 for a sonnet. Another charges $150 for a limerick, but you can get a Valentine's poem for $74.95. This is probably one of the easiest ways to make money from poetry, and you still can't survive on it.
That's Marketplace's Sean Cole. We'd love to hear how you've been supporting your passions. Let us know at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.